This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 9th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today told the Senate Banking Committee that the Fed has made considerable progress toward its goal of defeating the worst inflation spike in 40 years. Powell said inflation has eased notably over the past 2 years, but it's still above the central bank's 2% target. Powell said the Fed faces a cooling job market as well as persistently high prices. He said that elevated inflation is not the only risk we face. Cutting interest rates too late or too little could unduly weaken economic activity and employment. Tomorrow, he will testify before the House Financial Services Committee. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley is discouraged that the Senate Ag Committee is meeting this week, but not on marking up a new farm bill.
We've only had 6 dedicated farm bill hearings in Washington this Congress. From what farmers are telling me, a crypto hearing is probably lower on these farmers' to-do list. Iowa farmers and Chuck Grassley would rather see a farm bill markup. The Senate is in session for less than 6 weeks between now and the end of September, when the one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill expires. Farmers deserve a new 5-year Farm Bill and the certainty that goes with it, and Congress should be racing against the fiscal year clock to get that done.
The Office of Management and Budget offered the administration's biennial agenda. It included the EPA's proposed RVOs for 2026, which the EPA says won't be finalized until the end of the year. Grassley says EPA should be moving instead of passing.
When it comes to biodiesel, it's really critical because, you know, we have that plant shut down in Ralston, Iowa, and a plant shut down in Wisconsin. There may be other plants shut down, but the small number of RVOs, biodiesel, is an insult to the industry, and it ought to be an insult to the environmentalists that see biodiesel as much more clean burning than petroleum products. And why we can't get some action out of EPA is very strange.
As he spoke with farm media today, Grassley said the administration's delay will bring consequences.
I think it's going to lead to more plants being shut down, more unemployment, more harm to soybeans prices, and with the unemployment in these rural areas, it just hurts the entire economy.
The Iowa senator says waiting 18 months for new RVOs is ridiculous.
We know that they're real short now, and you're going to extend that same policy for another 18 months. Just think how irresponsible that is on the part of the EPA, and think how that's hurting the environment, how it's hurting soybean industry. It ought to be pretty clear to EPA. And if they're putting it off for a new administration, there's no need to do that. You'd think that they'd want to help this administration. It doesn't look very well for their reelection, which is already in turmoil, and you'd think they'd be looking for every policy that could help them, particularly in red states.
The Iowa senator, supportive of the Supreme Court's ruling on Chevron deference, saying it puts Congress in the hot seat and limits the power of the administration.
And so by overturning it, we're going to have judges take up their responsibility under the Constitution of interpreting law, not turning it over to the executive branch. We're going to have the executive branch only write regulations that are within the law. And and the decision last week is a slap at the Congress that you better write legislation that's more specific.
Finally, Grassley told reporters he is not a fan of tariffs to balance trade. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.